Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. I'm Matt Flynn, filling in for Crudy. While he's gone, we're broadcasting from Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and we're coming live to our friends in Minnesota on KTNE AM 950. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And sadly, the history is being made by Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, supposedly a Democrat from West Virginia, stabbed Joe Biden's agenda, stabbed his bill. I want to unpack that. I want to say what went on. I want to give you some facts on it and tell you where we go from here. He went on Fox News on Sunday, everybody knows, and he said, I'm not going to vote for Build Back Better, so-called soft infrastructure, about the $1.75, $1.8 trillion bill. It's an infrastructure bill. It's not the hard infrastructure. Healthcare, child tax credits, child care, extending Obamacare, very, very important bill. And he just flat out announced it on Fox. He flat out announced it on Fox. Didn't call Biden in advance. In fact, then when Biden got wind of it, he wouldn't take the call, blew off the call. Well, there's been a couple of developments. First of all, Wall Street, the markets have now downgraded the growth prospects of the United States in 2022 by a significant percentage. For first quarter, they estimated it'd be 3%, now down to 2%. Quarter two, 3.5%, down to 3%. Quarter three, the same. It impedes the growth of this country. And, you know, you don't have to be a PhD in economics to know that when people spend money, it circulates three or four times through the economy. People who are going to get the child tax credit, we're going to spend it on diapers, food, rent, clothing for their kids. The people who got that money were going to pay taxes, and then they were going to spend it and pay taxes and so forth. So it hit our growth. Okay. Secondly, the coal miners union blasted Manchin, and they supported him. He's supposedly a Democrat in West Virginia. They supported him. And they said, look, Manchin, look, Joe, this bill would have extended black lung benefits for our members. It would have extended black lung benefits for our members. It gave tax incentives to build factories, which our people are increasingly going to because coal is diminishing in share in our energy. And number three, it would have protected union workers. For instance, the provision that provided for a credit, an extra credit for electric vehicles, there was an extra add-on for any vehicles that were produced by union workers. So he's blasted by the coal workers. He's blasted by Wall Street for reducing the growth, the estimated growth. And what did he get out of it? What did he say? But going on Fox, not even taking Joe Biden's call, he told some colleagues that on the child tax credit, that was the big thing with him. That was the bone in the throat for Joe Manchin. He said that people would spend it on drugs. And when it came to parental leave, they'd abuse it and they would go hunting. Now, let me tell you something. That's what he said. Fancy Brian shaking his head, but that is what he said, Brian. Yeah, well, that's what he said. Okay. Well, first of all, this old canard about people who get any benefit are going to spend it on drugs, it has racial overtones, and it goes back a long way. Any government program that doesn't go to business, people say it'll be spent on drugs. That's a lot of bull. That's just flat out bull. All of the studies showed the tax credit, you know, was in effect. They got their last check last Wednesday. They're not going to get one in January. They're not going to get one in February. They're not going to get one in March, et cetera. And it went to pay rent. It went to buy clothing, buy diapers. It went to buy food. A lot of these kids, you're a single mom. You have two kids. You're not working because you have no child care. What are you going to do? You get evicted. There are a lot of homeless people. There are homeless people in Milwaukee. Two people froze to death this month in Milwaukee. Two people. One of them froze to death right near Wisconsin Avenue in the 700 block, just below the Mater's restaurant, Old World 3rd Street. Just lay there and nobody did a damn thing for him. Another guy froze to death in the South Side. You know, I got to say this. You see a guy lying on the sidewalk in Milwaukee in January or in December. You know something? You call the cops. You stop. You get him somewhere warm. You don't just leave him there. One guy had no coat on at all. The other guy had a thin jacket. Well, people who can't pay rent end up homeless. Some of them, not all of them, some of them. And there are a lot of big cities. You know, there are a lot of homeless kids going to school. There are homeless kids going to school in Milwaukee. There are a lot of homeless schools, kids in New York City. How do they know what school to go to? They shift around a lot. How do they do Zoom education when they had to? They have no computer and they have no place to put the computer. You know, this guy Manchin is saying they'll spend it on drugs. That's a lot of bull. That's just plain bull. It's wrong. But that's what he said. And this business about parental leave going hunting. Are you kidding me? How many deer hunters? Hey, Brian, how many deer hunters have we seen in Wisconsin roaming around who are on parental leave on some program? Come on.
I'm going to tell you, they're going to do that whether there's a program or not. How about that?
Right. Whether there's a program or not, and good for them.
If you're a drug addict, if you're into doing drugs and you can't stop doing drugs, you're going to do it whether you get the stimulus money or not. Right. And I could probably make an argument that, you know, drug money that goes into the quote-unquote black market there probably stays more local than giving money to a corporation which houses its money overseas. But anyway.
Yeah, right. No, but that's not where it's going. The vast majority, most of these people are not drug addicts and they're not buying drugs.
Nope.
And the vast majority of them don't go deer hunting. And if they do go deer hunting, we in Wisconsin like that a lot because it's a $1 billion industry up here. So anyway, this is just wrong. It was a very, very cruel thing for him to say. Very, very cruel thing for him to say. Now, where do we go from here? Okay, where do we go from here? Nancy Pelosi revealed that there had been a meeting previously undisclosed last Tuesday with Biden. Biden and Manchin. You know, Biden wooed this guy. He romanced this guy. He brought him up to Delaware to show him his house. And they oohed and aahed over his house up in Delaware where he put on like a wing of some sort. I don't know. And he thought this guy was being reasonable. He was not being reasonable. But they had a meeting on Tuesday. And in this meeting on Tuesday, Manchin gave him a written document. It wasn't verbal. It was a written document. And it said, this is what I'll support. It was $1.8 trillion. And it had a lot of things. One of them thing, it had universal pre-K. Manchin, in writing a week ago, universal pre-K. For 10 years, it had an expansion of Obamacare. And, 30 million people were going to benefit from that, and 3 million of them don't have medical care at all.
Hey Matt, is this the stuff that he was complaining on Fox News that
leaked about him? Writing to Biden last Tuesday.
These are the salacious details that they leaked about him?
Right, wow. That's right. And hundreds of billions, believe it or not, to combat climate change. You know, he has a big interest in a coal company. He said that it was in a blind trust. That turned out to be false. It's not in a blind trust. But the coal workers, you know, he's cutting their black lung benefits and he's cutting incentives to build them factories. And, you know, they're blasting him. But here's the deal. He opposed the green grid, the mandatory green grid, because he gets money from oil companies. However, they switched it to make it an incentive. And he, in writing, gave to Biden last Tuesday a proposal for hundreds of billions to combat climate change. The only thing it did not have was the child tax credit. He is a Jones about the child tax credit. He is a bone in the throat about the child tax credit. He keeps saying they'll spend it on drugs and the parental leave part of this thing. You know, they'll go hunting. Brian's right. If you hunt in Wisconsin, you're going to hunt. I don't care who you are. You're going to hunt. And if you're not a hunter, you're not going to go hunting just because parental leave. Parental leave is to take care of vulnerable little children. Yeah, vulnerable little children. So here's what the clown did. Now, Pelosi is claiming that she's going to reintroduce it in January in the House again. They're going to try to shave it down to pander to this idiot. And Schumer's, talking tough, talking tough. Biden called him Sunday night after the Fox News stabbing of his agenda. And Biden will keep working on him. The question is, I am very skeptical about the following. I am skeptical about the following. If they come up with a bill, if they just Xerox the sheet of paper he gave to Biden last Tuesday and pass it, would he vote for it now? Or was that a scam? Did he slip it to Biden to somehow keep his name in the press for another week or what? I don't know. They think basically if they Xerox that slip of paper, and I mean type it into a bill and pass it in the House again in the Senate with no child tax credit, that I don't trust the guy. I don't think he will, quite frankly. He'll say something like, well, that was a week ago. I don't know. They can try it. Some of the progressives say, well, let's do it by executive action. We'll talk about that in a little bit. There's only so much you can do by executive action, and you can't allocate funds. Congress has to raise the revenues. So there it is. There's what they're going to do. We're coming to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.